Healing don't have to be in campaigns. Healing should be in every local church. All these gifts operating, but don't go to seed on those gifts. Amen. Don't pay attention to the gift. If God wants to use you for something, He'll do it. But look after the giver. Martin Luther, once after speaking in tongues, he was asked why he didn't preach it. He said, if I preach that, my people will go after the gift instead of the giver.
Amen.
Right. Moody one time speaking, and began when he was preaching so under inspiration, he spoke in tongues. He said, God forgive me for muttering foolish words. Certainly. See? And they had those things. We believe those things. But they must be put in their place, and there must not be set as evidences. There's not one thing left in the Bible as evidence of the Holy Ghost, only the fruits of the Spirit. Find out any place that Jesus said so. Yes, sir. The evidence of the Holy Ghost is the fruit of your Spirit. Jesus said so. By their fruit you shall know them. And the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, peace, gentleness, meekness.
Amen.
And the fruit of the enemy is enmity, hatred, malice, strife, and so forth. That's the fruit of the enemy. So you can judge by the way you're living where you're standing with God. If your whole heart is in love with Him, and you love Him and are gentle and live with Him daily, you know you pass from death unto life. If it isn't and you're otherwise, you're just impersonating a Christian. That's right. Which all carnal impersonations will certainly be exposed. We know that. So, don't live that kind of a life. You don't have to. Why would you accept the substitute when the whole skies are above are full of the good and the real? Certainly. Let me take God. That's what I want. Amen. I could take you right within 3 or 4 hours from now, or a medium, or lay a pencil on the table and go into a trance and all kinds of things and wave their hands, and that pencil will raise up and write in unknown tongues, and the wizard will stand and tell you what it says. Now, that's no evidence of the Holy Ghost. See? You can't rely upon that. You can't rely upon the fruit of the Spirit, because the first fruit of the Spirit is love, and the Christian Science exercise more love than anybody I know of, and they even deny Jesus Christ being divine. See? There's only one evidence of the Holy Spirit that I know of, and that is a genuine faith in the promised word of the hour.